In the headlines, police probing an unnatural death in Greenfield, the city. The Home Affairs Minister defending the free movement plans. A leading health official says no need to panic over Mpox cases. And Venezuela makes move near Trinidad and Tobago amid rising tensions. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson, details up ahead. Around 5 a.m. today, police officers are responding to a call discovered the lifeless body of a 37-year-old man, Kishmar DeCarlos Hall, under a shed at Bedford Lane in Greenfield, the city. Ambulance personnel confirmed there were no signs of life and a doctor later pronounced him dead at the scene. Hall, who had no fixed place of abode, was identified by a family member. Police have since launched investigations into what has been classified as an unnatural death. Home Affairs Minister Wilfred Abrams is defending government's role in the free movement arrangement with Dominica, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Belize, which takes effect from October 1st. Responding to public concerns about security, Mr. Abrams assured Barbadians that strict protocols are already in place at the Grantley Adams International Airport and stressed that authorities will not be caught off guard by high-risk travelers.
When people reach the airport in Barbados and they're stopped, ain't that we take a decision when they land here to stop them? We know who's on that plane before the plane gets here. So half the time when people are stopped is because we were waiting for you to land, to stop you, and put you back on a plane to go back out. So it is not that people are going to turn it here and catch us by surprise. Those days of paper are gone. Everybody, when you leave in a plane, if you get on a plane in the United States, in Miami, and you leave to come to Barbados, I think that manifest has to be given. Once the plane is 40 minutes in the air, whoever on our plane, it got to get sent to Barbados. It got to come. At which point, we do security vetting. Very quickly, you run it through the computer. Right? You run it through Interpol. You run it through all the databases.
Mr. Abrams was speaking at a joint BLP Christchurch East and South Branch meeting and also spoke directly to Barbadians about utilizing the free movement to their advantage.
Barbados probably has the most educated workforce in the entire Caribbean. We probably do. We probably do. You could put a badge in to handle most anything, right? Because we have a basic standard of education. Why are we so afraid to take that somewhere else? You can't find a job here. You got your degree, and people saying that they come out through you when they got degrees and they can't find a job. Okay, if you can't find a job in Barbados because that level is saturated, go to St. Vincent, go to Dominica, go to Belize, where there might be opportunities you do not even contemplate.
Home Affairs Minister Wilfred Abrams. Well, health officials are urging Barbadians not to panic, even as three new cases of Mpox, also known as monkeypox, have been confirmed on the island. The Ministry of Health and Wellness says since August, two men and one woman have tested positive, bringing the total number of cases here to six since the year 2022. President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams, told Starcom Network that citizens should remain vigilant and continue to take precautionary measures.
The disease is not usually fatal, but can sometimes make children quite ill, and for those who have suppressed immune systems. The principles of containing this disease have more to do with good hygienic practices, using personal protective equipment for health officials particularly, and for those with suppressed immune systems, also for everyone, good hand hygiene. And there have been few cases that have been spread by respiratory contact, but usually, as I said, not just a fleeting contact, but in close contact with someone who has been infected or who's been exposed.
President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams. The Barbados Police Service has inducted the third cohort of the King's Trust International Program, a training initiative targeting unemployed youth and those out of school. The program equips participants with both practical and personal development skills, preparing them for the workforce and helping them integrate meaningfully into society. Speaking to the media at the induction ceremony this morning, Station Sergeant Jamal Mohan described the initiative as a critical response to the challenges of youth unemployment in Barbados.
The main objective of this program is that the young persons will have a job, either studying or self-employed. So we try to work on self-esteem, work on confidence. And it's sad to see that many young persons between 16 and 25 do not have goals in life. So we have to come here and then work with them, find out what they like, what they want to do. 3 months after the young persons leave this program, we would contact them and find out if they're working, studying, or self-employed. Then a year after, we will call them. And this is how we monitor if the young persons have done something positive with their life. And so far, over 700 of these young persons have benefited from this program. We have a positive output of the program, which is about 80%.
Station Sergeant Jamal Mohan in the Lunchtime Edition. The Ministry of Agriculture, Food and Nutritional Security has gifted 4 fruit trees to the Maria Holden Nursery School at Government Hill, St. Michael, in recognition of Arbor Day 2025 today. Following the planting ceremony, Deputy Chief Agriculture Officer Barney Callender said the initiative goes beyond Arbor Day as it enhances both education and the school environment.
We planted 4 trees, 2 soursop, a Bajan cherry, and a guava. It's very important that we continue to plant trees in Barbados because it helps the environment. And we're quite familiar with the whole process of photosynthesis, where we regulate oxygen and carbon dioxide. And that is very important for our lifestyle. It also could bring about more moisture to the environment. And it's very important that these schools have shade for these children to run around and feel comfortable. Sometimes the environment gets pretty hot as it is in recent time, and it might need to move a class on the outside. So these trees will provide some amount of comfort.
Deputy Chief Agriculture Officer Barney Callender. Well, the Barbados National Culinary Team is preparing to defend its Caribbean National Team of the Year title on home soil as the prestigious Taste of the Caribbean competition comes to the island for the very first time. Senior Chef Ronaldo Joseph will lead last year's winning team, which includes junior chef Dijon Toppin, pastry chef Renika Curtin, and mixologist Alex Chandler in the event set for November at the Wyndham Grand Barbados. Speaking at a meeting briefing this morning, the BHGA Special Projects Manager Cassidy Moore stressed that the event is more than just a competition.
The Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association Taste of the Caribbean competition is a signature regional event celebrating the best of Caribbean cuisine and mixology, while playing a critical role in tourism and the culinary arts across the region. This premier culinary competition was established in 1993 to foster skill development, celebrate Caribbean cuisine, and build professional relationships within the region's food and beverage industry, and features teams of chefs and bartenders from various Caribbean nations competing in individual and team challenges. But Taste is more than just a competition. It also offers valuable educational sessions, among other activities.
Cassidy Moore. 90 new doctors have been reminded not to lose sight of their true duty, the patient. Delivering the feature address at the White Coat Ceremony of the American University of Barbados School of Medicine, Dr. Jerome Brathwaite emphasized that medicine and the machinery is not just about cases, but more about people.
It is not just a piece of clothing. It is a promise. When you put on the white coat, you are saying to every patient, I am putting you first. As you move forward, you will learn that being a physician is not about knowing every answer, but about committing to finding every answer. It's about showing up even when you're tired, even when the hospital food is questionable or non-existent, even when your colleagues get on your nerves, and even when your patients insist that Google, now ChatGPT, knows better than you. The Hippocratic Oath reminds us of this commitment. It is not just words that we recite, it is a lifelong contract.
Escalated its war of words with Trinidad and Tobago, accusing the Twin Island Republic of backing U.S. military action in the region. Caracas launched Operation Kumandagu 2000, deploying 60 military units across eastern Venezuela to crack down on fuel smuggling. Our top stories. Police probing an unnatural death in Greenfield, the city, this morning. Dead 37-year-old Kishmar Hall. The Home Affairs Minister defends the free movement of plans. Mr. Abrams assured Barbadians that strict protocols are already in place. And President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams, told Starcom Network that citizens should remain vigilant and continue to take precautionary measures against Mpox. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of The Latest on StarCom Network. StarCom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the StarCom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at StarCom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.